sisters.
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
It's a real joy to be with you again this afternoon.
何等喜乐，我们可以和弟兄姊妹一同聚集。
What can be better than his sweet presence?
没有比他那美好的同在更美好的。
There's nothing like it.
没有什么事情与神的同在可比。
Our fellowship indeed is dear.
我们的交通是何等的美好。
But his sweet presence is priceless.
他的美的同在实在是无价的。
May the Lord meet us as we share his word this afternoon.
当我们分享他的话的时候，愿主遇到我们。
Now I thought Ben Liu was going to share my entire message with his opening.
我觉得宾路可能要把我讲的都讲一下。
So if I pass out, Ben Liu, you can finish the message. You understand?
若是我昏倒的话呢，宾路弟兄可以继续讲。
He's already shared two of the three texts that we'll be sharing on.
他已经讲到我要分享的两处的经文。
Turn to Isaiah 7 verse 14.
我们一起翻到以赛亚书七章十四节。
This is a very familiar verse.
这是大家非常熟悉的经文。
It's one of the most important verses in the Old Testament.
在旧约中，这是最重要的一节经文之一。
Because it tells us what God's great heart is for man.
这是因为这是神心意中对着人的一个心意，最大的心意。
Therefore, will the Lord himself give you a sign?Behold, the virgin shall conceive and shall bring forth a son and call his name Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
Turn to chapter 8, verse 8 in Isaiah.
以赛亚书八章八节。
Speaking of Assyria,This is what the Lord said.
讲到亚述的时候，神的话这样讲。
And he shall pass through Judah, he shall overflow it and go further. He shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of the land, O Emmanuel.
必冲入犹大，仗义泛滥。直到镜像以马内利亚，他展开翅膀，遍满你的地。
And then, if you'll turn with me to chapter 1, verse 23, another verse our brother Ben Liu read.
我们也在回到马太福音的第一章，第二十二、二十三节。
Matthew 1:23.
马太一章二十二、二十三节。
Behold, the virgin shall be.With child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us.
二十三节说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Lord, how we're so thankful we can gather in your presence.
主，我们何等感恩，我们可以在你的名下聚集。
Without your presence, where would we be?
若是没有你的同在，我们会在哪里呢？
We would be shipwrecked concerning the faith.
我们在我们的信心上就像船只已经损失。
We would be without God in this world and without hope.
我们在这个世上也没有神，也没有指望。
But we're so thankful as we gather this afternoon, you are here in our very midst.
我们何等感恩，当我们聚集今天下午聚集的时候，你就在我们当中。
And we confess our absolute dependence on you.
我们要承认我们是何等的完全的需要你。
I'm always impressed with what Peter said on that day.
我常常对于彼得说的话有很深的印象。
When many turned back and walked away because they were offended,
很多人因为被得罪，他们就要离开的时候。
And you turned to your disciples and you said, will you also go?
主，你就向着门徒说，你们也要离开吗？
And Peter said, to whom shall we go?
彼得就说，我们要跟从谁呢？
Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
只有你有永生之道。
As we come to you, we make that proclamation once again.
我们来到你面前，我们再一次向你宣告。
We ask you to speak by your Holy Spirit.
我们求你借着圣灵向我们说话。
Give the anointing that it'll be your ministry and your words.
给我们这个圣灵的膏抹，就是你的话和你的服事。
Grant the anointing that we will have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
恩膏我们，让我们能听到你向教会要说的圣灵所说的话。
That all important message that you gave to every one of those churches in the book of Revelation.
那个在启示录中你向每一个教会都要说的话。
We ask all these things together in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉你宝贵的名来一同的来祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, as we're together this afternoon, we want to continue sharing on this matter of divine assurance.
今天下午我们再继续交通到神圣的确据。
Last night, we shared on the necessity of divine assurance.
昨天晚上我们交通到神圣确据的必要性。
Without divine assurance, you cannot live the Christian life.
没有神圣的确据，我们没有办法过基督徒的生活。
And without divine assurance, we cannot be that corporate testimony of the living God.
我们没有神圣确据，也没有一同作为永生神教会的见证。
That assurance that he gives us and that assurance that he puts in us makes the impossible possible.
他给我们的，他赐在我们当中的确据，使我们不可能的生命可以成为可能。
This burden on divine assurance started with just three phrases the Holy Spirit impressed deeply upon me.
圣灵借着三个字来把我心中有个很深的关于神圣确据的这样的一个负担。
As I was asking the Lord what I should share for these times.
当我求主向我显明我要分享什么时候。
These three phrases came to me like a flash of lightning.
这三个字就像闪电一样进到我的里面。
I remember it gave me such assurance that it was his word for this hour.
这就使得我十分的确定这是神要让我分享的。
Those phrases are God with us.
这三个字就是神与我们同在。
How precious that hymn we just sang, Constantly Abiding.
我们刚才唱的这首诗歌永远住在我心是何等的宝贵。
The theme of that hymn is the divine assurance that will never leave us.
讲到的就是这个永远的神圣的同在不会离开我们。
That God is with us.
就是神与我们同在。
He will never leave us or forsake us.
他不会离弃我们，也不会撇下我们。
The second phrase also had a deep, made a deep, deep impression upon my spirit.
第二个字也在我们的灵的深处有个很深的印象。
It is God for us.
就是神帮助我们。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that amazing?
弟兄姊妹，这是不是何等奇妙的事？
Not only is God with us, but God is for us.
不仅神与我们同在，神也帮助我们。
And there's abounding proof in the Bible that that is so.
在圣经中有何等丰富的依据。
And then finally, I felt the impression of this phrase, God in us.
第三点就是神在我们里面。
Can you think of any higher assurance than that?
你能想到更高的确据吗？
It's unspeakable assurance.
是没有办法用言语来表述的。
That's why I say these three phrases contain the highest divine assurance.
这就是我为什么说刚才我们提到的三点是一个非常高的神圣的确据。
It reminds me of what that anonymous and that anointed writer of Hebrews said.
让我们想到希伯来没有著名的那个受神恩膏的作者所说的。
It's a phrase in Hebrews 6, verse 18.
在希伯来书第六章第十八节中。
It says that we might have strong assurance, strong encouragement.
是讲到我们可以因此大得勉励。
This is what divine assurance is.
这是讲到我们神圣确据。
It's the strongest encouragement that you could imagine.
这是对我们最大的勉励。
It's the strongest assurance that I can imagine.
是我可能想象的最强的一个确据。
It's the strongest encouragement possible.
也是对我们最强的勉励。
I think I mentioned it last night, but this burden breaks down in three ways.
我也上次昨天晚上提到了有三个方面。
God with us, the assurance of his unfailing presence.
神与我们同在就是神永不失败同在的确据。
That's the burden on my heart for this afternoon.
今天下午我们会讲到这个题目。
Tonight we'll share on God for us.The assurance of his unlimited provision.
今天晚上我们会讲到神帮助我们他无限量供应的确据。
Finally, if the Lord tarries on the Lord's day, we'll share on something else.
若是主许可我们在主日的时候分享的话。
God in us, the assurance of his unparalleled power.
我们会分享到神在我们里面他无与伦比能力的确据。
I think these three phrases give us such full assurance that they're the triple layer of divine assurance.
我相信这三点给我们的是三个方面一个极大的一个神给我们的神圣确据。
Without these, the Christian life is impossible.
没有他们，我们的基督徒生活是不可能的。
You've heard me say it for so many years, you're probably tired of it.
你听到我多次这样讲。
I have people come to me and say, the Christian life is difficult.
有很多人给我说，基督徒的生活是难的。
I tell them that's true.
我告诉他们这是对的。
But the Christian life is not just difficult. The Christian life is impossible.
但是基督徒的生活不仅是困难的，而是不可能的。
It's impossible for you and for me without this divine assurance.
对于我们来说，没有神圣的确据，我们基督的生活是不可能的。
And it's impossible for us to be called what we're to be, which is the testimony of Jesus without this divine assurance.
若是我们没有神圣的确据，我们要为神做见证。是不可能的。
So today we'll look at this phrase, this wonderful phrase, God with us.
所以今天我们会讲到神与我们同在这个何等美好的圣经的经节的字眼。
The first, we'll look at the broad view in the Old Testament.
首先我们会分享到在旧约中的一个非常广阔的这些的信息。
I believe this phrase is the message of assurance of the Old Testament.
我相信这个字就代表了在旧约中的一个神圣确据的一个信息。
And then we'll look at the New Testament in a broad way.
我们也会翻到新约圣经看在新约的圣经中讲到这样的一个神圣的确据。
I believe God with us is the message of assurance.In the New Testament.
我相信神与我们同在也是在新约中一个非常重要的信息。
With even greater clarity.
有更加清楚的。
And finally, we need to think about the meaning of assurance.
我们也会来讲到这个确据的意义。
May the Lord help us as we consider these things.
求主帮助我们，让我们来一同思考。
The message of assurance in the Old Testament.
在旧约中，这个确据的信息。
I think it's abundantly clear when you read the Old Testament that you discover what God wanted to do was assure his people of his unfailing presence.
我相信在旧约中神一个目的就是要用他的话来使他的子民们知道他不会失败的同在。
He did it in the garden with Adam and Eve.
他在这个伊甸园中就像亚当夏娃显现。
He walked among them in the cool of the day.
他在天凉的时候。
He did it with all the patriarchs.
他也向着这个以色列的这些先祖显现。
He did it when he called the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt and into the promised land.
当以色列民被神从埃及带到应许之地的时候，他也向他们显现。
He did it when he brought the people into that land so that they could possess their possessions in God.
甚至在应许之地，神也与他们同在，使他们能得着神所应许的。
What he wanted to do above all was show them the assurance of his unfailing presence.
他首要的要向他的百姓所显明的就是他永不失败的同在。
I believe this is a golden thread that runs throughout the Old Testament.
我相信这是旧约中从头至尾的贯穿的一个金线。
And that golden thread of assurance not only runs throughout the Old Testament, but it continues and is expanded in the New Testament.
这条金线不光在旧约中，也穿插到新约的里面。
Now it's impossible to look at the whole Bible.
我们不可能讲到整卷的圣经所有的地方。
But there's certainly specific incidences we should draw out from the Bible and see if this is true that God is with us.
但是我们仍然可以在这些神的话中拿出来一些的例子，来看到神与我他的子民同在。
Turn to Exodus chapter 3, verse 3.
我们首先看出埃及记的三章三节。
I think you all know this story. It's about Moses in the burning bush.
我相信大家都知道这是摩西在燃烧的荆棘中的异象。
And you understand the importance of this story in the Bible.
你也明白这一个异象在圣经中的这样重要性。
This is where God revealed his presence to Moses.
这里神向摩西显现他自己。
And without that revealed presence, Moses would have never been enabled by that assurance to be the deliverer of Israel.
没有这个的显现和异象，摩西不可能成为神手中所用的，能够把以色列人带出埃及。
It's the story of the burning bush.
这就是燃烧荆棘的故事。
It was a scene that Moses called the great sight.
这就是摩西所说的那个大异象。
Verse 3 says, And Moses said, Let me now turn aside and see this great sight, why the thorn bush is not burnt.
三章三节说，摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？
I hope you don't think the thorn bush was really the great sight.
我希望你不要认为这个荆棘是那个大异象。
The great sight that Moses saw when he met the I am was the one whose unfailing presence would never leave him or forsake him.
这个大异象是讲到这个自有永有的神向摩西显现，告诉他永不离弃神的百姓。
Look at verse 11.
我们看十一节。
And Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?
摩西对神说，我是什么人竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
When you read this wonderful story, you see Moses was full of questions.
当你读到这个美好的故事，我们看到摩西有很多的疑问。
And the great I am and his unfailing presence was the only answer he needed.
这个自由拥有的同在的神是他用一切的答案。
And listen to what God said to him in verse 12.
我们来听神向他在第十二节所说的话。
This was the one answer.
这是那一个答案。
This was the most important answer.
这是个最重要的答案。
This is the only way his purpose can be accomplished.
这是唯一的办法他的目的可以达到。
Speaking of God, it says, and he said, for I will be with thee.
神说我必与你同在。
And he not only said that, he said something else marvelous.
他不光这样说，他说下更奇妙的话。
And this shall be the sign to thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain.
你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。这就是我打发你去的证据。
The great sight was not the burning bush that never was consumed.
大异象不是这个荆棘没有被烧坏。
The great sight and the great sign was God who said, I will be with thee.
这个大异象是神说我必与你同在。
This was the secret that made Moses the deliverer of Israel.
这就是摩西能够带以色列百姓离开埃及的秘诀。
This is the one secret he needed.
这是他要得到的唯一的答案。
And brothers and sisters, in your life with all its difficulties, trials, and troubles, this is the one secret you need.
弟兄姊妹，在你经历艰难困苦的时候，这也应该是你的秘诀。
If you think this is just sort of a one occasion, you'd be mistaken.
若是你觉得神的同在只在这里说的话，你就错了。
Look at Exodus chapter 33.
然后我们看到出埃及记三十三章。
We'll read verses 13 to 16.
我们读十三节到十六节。
And when this is when Moses was bringing up the people, this is what he said.
当摩西把百姓带到神面前的时候，他这样说。
And now indeed, if I have found grace in thine eyes, make me now to know thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thine eyes, and consider this nation is thy people.
我如今若要在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这民是你的民。
And God interrupted Moses.
神就打断他。
He said this thing which was the secret, the great secret.
神就说到这下面这个秘诀。
Verse 14.
的十四节。
And he said, my presence shall go, and I will give you rest.
耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
This was the great answer to all of Moses' questions.
这是摩西所有问题的一个伟大的答案。
My presence shall go, and I will give you rest.
我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
Look at verse 15.
第十五节。
This is Moses' response.
摩西的回答。
And he said to him, if thy presence do not go, bring us not up hence.
你若，摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里带领上去。
And then he had another question.
他又有另一个问题。
And how shall it be known then that I have found grace in thine eyes? I and thy people, Is it not by thy going with us? So shall we be distinguished, I and the people, from every people that is upon the face of the earth.
人在何时上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
Moses finally received revelation that this, in fact, was the great secret he needed and the children of Israel needed.
摩西最终得到了这个启示，这就是他和他的百姓，神的百姓。
And he saw the importance of it to such a degree that he said, by this we will be distinguished.
他甚至认识到只有神的同在使他们与万民分别出来。
Don't you think that is a tremendous distinguishing mark?
难道你不认为这是我们区分于万民的一个特征吗？
You remember what the Apostle Paul said to the Corinthian believers in the New Testament.
你记得使徒保罗向哥林多的圣徒们这样说。
He said, when the unbelieving come into your midst, they will say, surely God is among you.
他讲到那些不信的人到了你们当中可以认出实在是神与你们同在。
This is the one distinguishing feature that we need above every other feature.
这是神百姓特有的一个超乎其他特征的一个特征。
If you think that's all, you would be mistaken.
你要觉得这是全部，你也是错的。
Look at Numbers chapter 14, verse 9.
在民数记十四章第二、第九节也讲。
Well, I'll begin with verse 2.
十四章第二节。
This is the condition of the children of God.
这是神的百姓的一个情形。
The children of God that were delivered, this is their true condition.
这是他们的一个真正的光景。
And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or in this wilderness, would that we had died.
以色列众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。
And this was the answer that came to him in verse 9.
在第九节有答案。
Only rebel not against Jehovah, and fear not the people of the land, for they shall be our food. Their defense is departed from them, and Jehovah is with us.
但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且荫蔽他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
How marvelous this endless assurance was to that newly formed people.
这一个的确据对于那些刚开始走神道路的百姓是何等的重要。
The people only saw their conditions and murmured against Moses and murmured against Aaron and murmured against God.
以色列众人只是看环境来对于摩西、亚伦和神发怨言。
But Joshua and Caleb here were of a different spirit.
但是约书亚和加勒有另一个的灵。
And they saw the real secret.
他们看到了这个真正的秘诀。
And the real secret is, and Jehovah is with us.
真正的秘诀是有耶和华与我们同在。
I don't know what you think about that secret.
我不知道你怎样认为这个秘诀。
It's the one thing that can make a difference in your life, in my life.
这是那一件事情可以改变你我的生命。
It's the one thing that can make a difference in us as a people, the church.
这也是那一件事情可以使我们作为教会团体的一个十分的秘诀。
But if you think this was the end of that encouragement in the Old Testament, you would be wrong.
但是这也不完全是旧约的这样的启示。
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 31.
另外的，比方说在神命记中三十一章中讲到的。
Verses 6 through 8.
第六到第八节。
This is the word that God gave Moses when he was at the end of his life at 120 years of age.
这是神向摩西所说的话，当时摩西已经120岁的高龄。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Be strong and courageous. Fear them not, neither be afraid of them. For Jehovah thy God, he is it that goeth with thee. He will not leave thee, nor forsake thee.
你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
This is the overwhelming assurance of the Old Testament.
这是一个极大的一个在旧约中向我们的应许和确据。
This is the key of the assurance of the Old Testament.
这是在旧约中那个确据的中心。
For Jehovah thy God, he is it that goeth with thee. He will not leave thee or forsake thee.
因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
What strong assurance that is.
何等强的一个确据。
That was the assurance given to the people of God so they could go in and possess their possession.
这就是神给他的子民的一个极大的这样的一个应许，让他们能够到这个应许之地来得所该得的。
But we read on and we read this was the divine assurance given to Joshua that he could lead those people into that land.
我们继续读的时候知道这个确据也是给了他的仆人约书亚。
Look at verse 7 and 8.
第八节。
And Moses called to Joshua and said to him, In the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous. For thou must go with this people into the land which Jehovah has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it.
摩西召了约书亚来，在以色列众人眼前对他说：“你当刚强壮胆，因为你要和这百姓一同进入耶和华向他们列祖起誓应许所赐之地，你也要使他们承受那地为业。”
And here was the overwhelming assurance.
这也是那个极大的一个确据。
Verse 8, And Jehovah, he is it that goeth before thee. He will be with thee. He will not leave thee, nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed.
第八节，耶和华必在你前面行，他必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
It wasn't just the word that came to Moses for the people. And it wasn't just the word that came to Moses for Joshua.
这不光是因着神的百姓，神赐给摩西的话，也不是因为约书亚的缘故赐给摩西的话。
It became Joshua's assurance.
这也成为约书亚的确据。
It became Joshua's secret.
也成为约书亚的这样的秘诀。
And if you look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, you discover it again.
当你看到约书亚第一章第九节的时候。
Have I not commanded thee, be strong and courageous, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for Jehovah thy God is with thee. Whithersoever thou goest.
一章九节说，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为我无论你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
I believe this is the highest assurance in the whole of the Old Testament.
我相信这是神在旧约中一个最高的一个确据。
I will be with thee.
我必与你同去。
I will never leave you or forsake you.
我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Fear not, neither be dismayed.
不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
God with us, the great secret.
神与我们同在，这就是这个极大的奥秘。
If you think it was the end of that great assurance in the Old Testament, you would be wrong.
还不止如此，还有更多。
You know, the Bible is probably 5,000 some pages.
在圣经中大概有5000多页的篇幅。
In the middle is the heart of it is the Book of Psalms.
在中间
是 1500 pages.
有1500多页。
I think the Psalms are the very heart of the Bible for a reason.
诗篇却是在圣经中一个中心的地位。
In the Psalms, again and again, the psalmist, whether it was David or Asaph or others, they always discovered this one secret God with us.
诗篇不论是大卫写的，还是亚撒写的，还是其他的作者，都讲到神与我们同在的这样的一个美好的信息。
It's the heart of the Bible.
这是在圣经中的中心。
150 masterpieces.
在有150篇都是杰作。
Think of where we would be without the Psalms.
若是我们没有这150篇诗篇，我们会在怎样的光景中呢？
We would not know how to worship God.
我们就没有办法来敬拜神。
We would hardly know how to pray.
我们也不知道如何祷告。
We would hardly know how to have real interchange with the Almighty God.
我们也不太明白如何和这位神有相交的关系。
But the ones that wrote these psalms and left them for us gave us the greatest secret of all.
那些写诗篇的作者把这一些诗篇留给我们，成为一个极美的神的产业。
In the midst of all their difficulties and trials, the one secret, the overarching secret was God with us.
在诗篇作者的极多的困苦的经历中，一个最重要的一个事实就是神与我们同在。
David is called by Samuel the sweet psalmist of Israel.
先知撒母耳称大卫为以色列的美歌者。
When he spoke about David's last words,
当他讲到大卫最后的话语的时候，
But David gave us some of the strongest assurance that God was always with us.
大卫给我们那个确据的时候，他是给我们最强烈的神与我们同在的这样的确据。
All of us know Psalm 23.
大家都熟悉诗篇23篇。
As a matter of fact, even the people of the world, many of them know Psalm 23.
甚至在世上的不认识神的人也了解诗篇23篇。
I often find that unbelieving people or nominally believing people know Psalm 23 in the Lord's Prayer.
我相信有些挂名的基督徒或者不真正相信的，他们熟悉诗篇23篇还有主导文。
And what did David share in Psalm 23?
大卫在23篇中所分享的是何等的经历。
Right in the heart of it, he shared this amazing secret.
在这个诗篇的中心，他给我们分享了他一个何等奇妙的经历。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
And what was his secret?
他的秘诀在哪里？
He said this one thing was his secret.
他说了这一件事情是他的秘诀。
For thou art with me.
因为你与我同在。
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
你的杖，你的竿都安慰我。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
How tremendous.
何等了不起的。
Look at Psalm 139.
我们看诗篇的139篇。
This is another famous Psalm of David.
这是大卫所写的一个著名的诗篇。
We'll begin in verse 7.
我们开始在第七节开始。
Listen to what he discovered.
我们来看大卫的发现。
Whither shall I go from thy spirit, and whither flee from your presence?
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃？躲避你的面？
If I ascend up to the heavens, thou art there.
我若升到天上，你在那里。
Or if I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there.
我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea.
我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住。
Even there shall thy right hand lead me.
就是在那里，你的手必引导我。
And thy right hand shall hold me.
你的右手也必扶持我。
And if I say, surely darkness shall cover me.
我若说黑夜必定遮蔽我。
And the light about me be night.
我周围的亮光必成为黑夜。
Even darkness hideth from thee, and the night shineth as the day. The darkness is as the light.
黑夜也不能遮蔽我，使你不见；黑夜却如白昼发亮。
For thou hast possessed my reins, thou didst cover me in my mother's womb.
我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。
Think of what he discovered.
你看到大卫的发现了吗？
There was nowhere he could flee from this unfailing presence of God.
他没有办法逃避这个不能失败同在的神的面。
And he even discovered something else.
他也发现了其他的事情。
That even if he hid himself in darkness,
甚至他在黑暗中在躲藏的时候，
that God was there.
神仍然与他同在。
If anyone hid himself in darkness, it was David.
在黑暗中躲避的人就是大卫。
You know, if we think God is looking for perfect people, we would be wrong.
若是你觉得神是在找一个完全的人，你就错了。
David was not perfect.
大卫不是完全的。
God is not looking for perfect people.
神没有找那些完全的子民。
God is looking for those that have a perfect heart towards him.
但是神在寻找那些向着他的心完全的人。
So even in darkness, he discovered that unfailing presence.
甚至大卫在黑暗中也看到了这位不会失败的神同在的神。
How marvelous this assurance is.
这一个的确据是何等的奇妙。
I think of the darkest times in the history of the children of Israel.
我想到在以色列百姓中非常黑暗的时代。
When because of their sin and idolatry, they were delivered into captivity.
因为他们的罪和拜偶像，神把他们交在被掳之地。
But even in that darkest of hours, God had a word for them, a word of assurance for them.
甚至在黑暗中，神也向他的子民显现，给他们确据。
In Isaiah 41 verse 10, it says this.
在以赛亚书四十一章十节这样讲道。
Fear not, for I am with thee.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
Be not dismayed, for I am thy God.
不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee.
我必坚固你，我必帮助你。
Yea, I will uphold thee by my righteous right hand.
我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
You know, brothers and sisters, this reveals a very great secret.
弟兄姊妹，这给我们一个极大的奥秘和秘诀。
As Christians, we need to know this secret.
作为基督徒，我们要明白这个秘诀。
The secret is that discipline is never for destruction.
这个秘诀就是神的管教不是要毁灭我们。
How amazing that anonymous and anointed writer of Hebrews captured the reality of this secret.
希伯来书那个瘦高的不著名的作者这样来概括。
He said, for whom he loves, he disciplines.
神所爱的他必管教。
He tells us that God conducts himself towards us as sons.
他说到神对于我们就像父亲对管教儿女一样。
And he tells us not to despise the discipline of the Lord.
他要我们不要轻看神的管教。
Even in the deepest discipline, the message was clear to the children of Israel, for I am with thee.
甚至在最严厉的管教当中，神向他的子民的信息就是我必与你同在。
How marvelous this is.
这是何等奇妙的事。
Can there be more assurance than that?
我们能有比这更多的确据吗？
And then I think of the end of the Old Testament.
在旧约比较靠后的地方。
You know, you think of the historic books like Ezra and Nehemiah.
我们常常想到历史的书卷，像以斯拉、尼希米记。
Unfortunately, because they're placed in the canon of Scripture before Psalms, many people don't realize it's the end of the Old Testament era.
但是因为这个圣经的这样的顺序，我们不知道这些历史书实际上已经靠近了旧约的历史的最后。
These are common with the prophetic books Zechariah and Haggai.
这是和在先知书中讲到这个哈该书和撒迦利亚书一样，是在这个旧约的最后的历史中。
And God who disciplines his children as sons did a marvelous work at the end of the Old Testament.
在旧约的最后，神为了对付他悖逆的百姓做了奇妙的事情。
I'll never forget years ago when I was reading the book of Haggai, and this came to me so clearly.
在多年以前我读哈该书的时候，这个启示对我非常清楚的显明。
First of all, look at Haggai chapter 1, verse 13.
我们读哈该书第一章的第十三节。
I think this is a very important aside.
这是一个非常重要的经节。
Then spoke Haggai, Jehovah's messenger, in Jehovah's message.
耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说。
I think this is a marvelous verse.
这是个何等了不起的经节。
This verse tells us what real ministry is.
这就讲到我们真实服事的意义。
The emphasis is not upon the messenger.
这个强调不是这个做差遣的人。
The emphasis is upon the message.
这个中心是这个信息本身。
And notice what it said.
我们注意到这话怎么说的。
Jehovah's messenger in Jehovah'smessage
是耶和华的使者来对着百姓说话。
If you only have the messenger, he'll just have his words.
你要只是这个耶和华的使者，他所说的话是他的话，自己的话。
But what makes the ministry of men the ministry of God is when they are in Jehovah's message.
那个使作为人的一个使者成为耶和华的使者的关键，就是这个使者必须在耶和华的信息当中。
And Jehovah had an unmistakable message for those in this book of Haggai.
耶和华对着他的百姓有一个没有错误的信息。
He went on continuing in verse 13.
他在第十三节中后半部分讲到。
Well, let me read the whole first. Maybe it'll be helpful.
我们把这一节整个的读下来。
Then spoke Haggai, Jehovah's messenger, in Jehovah's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith Jehovah.
耶和华的使者哈该是奉耶和华差遣对百姓说
耶和华我与你们同在。
这是何等的信息。
What a tremendous message that was.
这是何等极大的信息。
Through all their failings and compromise, yet the message of Jehovah was, I am with you, saith Jehovah.
在这些百姓的失败和他们很多的妥协当中，神对他们的信息却是说，我与你们同在。
And that wasn't the only time that message came through Haggai.
这不是，这就是一次向着百姓借着哈该所说的话。
In chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, it says this.
在另一处哈该二章四节讲到。
But now be strong, Zerubbabel, saith Jehovah. And be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all the people of the land, saith Jehovah, and work.
耶和华说，所罗巴伯，虽然如此，你当刚强。约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强，这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工。
And then he gave the ultimate message.
然后他就把那个最终的信息讲出来。
For I am with you, saith Jehovah of hosts.
因为我与你们同在，这是万军之耶和华说的。
How can we do the work?
我们如何来为神做工呢？
How can we do the work of recovery?
如何来做那神恢复的工作？
How can we be involved in the recovery of God's great eternal purpose?
我们如何来恢复神永远旨意的工呢？
There's only one secret.
只有一个秘诀。
That secret is I am with you, saith Jehovah of hosts.
这个秘诀就是因为我与你们同在，这是主万军之耶和华说的。
The Lord says it twice to him, so it's the unmistakable message to him.
主向着哈该向百姓所说的两次提到是没有任何错误的余地。
This is the assurance of his unfailing presence.
这是那个他永不失败的同在的确据。
Now let's turn to the message of assurance in the New Testament.
然后我们来看新约中提到这个确据。
You may be tempted to think there's a different message in the New Testament.
你也可能想到新约的信息可能不同。
But there's not a different message in the New Testament.
但是新约中的信息和旧约没有什么不同。
The message in the New Testament is the same message in the Old Testament, which is God with us.
在新约中的信息与旧约的信息是一样的，就是神与我们同在。
Only it's clearer.
就是更清楚而已。
Only there's a more extraordinary demonstration of God with us.
就是一个更完全的一个显示而已。
We see the continuation of this strong encouragement in the New Testament.
我们看到这一个的确据的勉励是更加的强烈。
But with an extraordinary demonstration on God's part.
是神要向我们更清楚、更明显的显明。
Let's turn again back to Isaiah 7 verse 14.
我们再回到以赛亚书七章十四节。
This is about Ahaz, the king of Judah, who was the grandson of Uzziah, who died.
这里是讲到那个乌西亚王驾崩的时候。
And if you look Look at verse 10, as a matter of fact. That would be helpful.
我们可以读到这个以赛亚书七章的第十节。
And Jehovah spoke again to Ahaz, saying, Ask for thee a sign from Jehovah thy God. Ask it for it in the deep or in the heights above.
十一节说，耶和华又晓谕亚哈斯说，你向耶和华你的神求一个兆头，或求显在深处，或求显在高处。
And Ahaz said, I will not ask a sign, and I will not tempt Jehovah.
十二节，亚哈斯说，我不求，我不试探耶和华。
Now, before you think Ahaz was such a good fellow, think about this.
当你要想说亚哈斯是一个不错的人的时候，
He turned Israel away from all of their traditions.
他把这些以色列人从他的这些传统中带离。
And he brought great idolatry into Israel.
把这个拜偶像引入到以色列中。
So this is what God had to say.
这就是下面神要对他说。
And he said, Hear then, house of David, is it a small matter for you to weary men that ye weary also my God?
以赛亚说，大卫家，你们当听，你们使人厌烦，岂算小事，还要使我的神厌烦吗？
Listen to this powerful verse 14.
我们来读十四章十四节这个非常有能力的话。
Therefore will the Lord himself give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and shall bring forth a son and call his name Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
Brothers and sisters, this was the supreme sign.
弟兄姊妹，这就是那个极大的兆头。
I like to put it all caps. It was the sign.
或者我们要用全部的来强调，这个是那一个的兆头。
And what that sign was Emmanuel.
那一个兆头就是以马内利。
And though it may have been unclear to them what it meant in the Old Testament, it was made supremely clear in the New Testament.
虽然在旧约中，以马内利对他们还是模糊的，但在新约中没有任何模糊的余地。
You know, it says the virgin shall conceive.
这里讲到童女必有童女怀孕生子。
What an impossible miracle God did to prove once for all God with us.
神为了证明，一次性的证明，神与我们同在，他用一个何等不可能的神迹奇事。
This is where I take exception to our Catholic brethren that are true brethren.
这里我和这个天主教的我们的弟兄姊妹有不同的看见。
They make the virgin the important one.
他们把童女看成这个重点。
The sign, the importance of the sign is Emmanuel, which means God with us.
更重要的这个兆头是以马内利，神与我们同在。
It was the most important sign God ever gave.
这是神给我们一个最重要的兆头。
It was the supreme sign.
这是个超乎一切的兆头。
Can you imagine God giving his only begotten son?
你能想象神把他的爱子舍了给了我们？
There can be no higher assurance than this.
没有比这更高的确据。
There can be no greater sign than this.
也没有更高的兆头，更大的兆头。
It literally means God with us.
它因为它的意义就是神与我们同在。
What a demonstration.
这是何等的一个的显现。
You know, the verse in chapter 8, verse 8 that I read talks about Assyria overrunning the land.
我们刚才已经读过的以赛亚书八章八节是讲到这个亚述的那个时期。
It reads, and he shall pass through Judah, and he shall overflow it and go further. He shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel.
必冲入犹大，仗义泛滥，直到镜像以马内利亚，他展开翅膀，遍满你的地。
Although this land had fallen into captivity, God never gives up on his land.
虽然这个地被掳去，但是神没有放弃这个地。
It's Emmanuel's land.
是以马内利之地。
And this outstanding assurance, God with us, is the key.
在这个极大的确据当中，神与我们同在是中心。
Now look at Matthew 1, verse 22 and 23.
我们看马太福音一章二十二、二十三节。
I think 22 is quite important.
我相信二十二节也重要。
In this first phrase of 22 is a summary of the entire Old Testament.
在二十二节是对于旧约的一个总结。
It does what few speakers can do.
这是很难人用人来描述的。
Takes the whole Old Testament and it puts it in these few words.
把旧约整个拿过来用一句话来概括。
Now all this came to pass that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord through the prophet saying.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。
I hope you understand the importance of this verse.
我希望你们明白这节圣经的重要性。
He's saying everything happened for one and for one purpose.
他讲到这一切的事的成就是为了一个目的。
All these things came to pass that it might be fulfilled.
这一切的事都要成就应验先知的话。
In verse 23 says, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
第二十三节说，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
And in the Old Testament, where there might have been doubt what that name Emmanuel meant, God would leave no doubt in the New Testament.
在旧约中，在以赛亚书所说的，也许人不太明白或有异议，到了新约中没有任何异议。
Which is being interpreted, God with us.
以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在，在新约中讲明。
With this one phrase, he erases all doubt.
在这一个的字中，他把所有的疑问去除掉。
Literally, God the Son came and is with us.
真实的这个神的儿子就道成肉身来到我们当中，与我们同在。
I could hardly fathom God becoming man, but he did.
我很难测透神要使他的儿子成为人这样的思想。
There was no greater miracle than this.
没有比这个更大的神迹奇事。
And the importance of the miracle was to communicate one great secret.
这一个重大的一个神迹奇事就有一个重要的意义。
In that one great secret, he made no mistake about. It was God with us.
那个的秘诀使人没有办法犯错误的秘诀，就是神与我们同在的确据。
You know, the Lord also wanted his church to know this great secret.
你知道，我们的主也要让他的教会明白这样的一个秘诀。
You remember the Lord Jesus spoke specifically of the church only on two occasions.
你记得我们的主提到教会的时候，只有两个地方提到。
You remember Matthew 16 verse 18.
一处好像是在马太福音的第十六章第十八节。
You remember Peter had that great revelation of who the Christ was.
你记得西门彼得对于主有一个这样的一个启示。
None of the other disciples had an idea.
其他的门徒都没有这样得到的启示。
They had some great guesses.
他们有很好的猜测。
But Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
十六章十六节说到，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And then the Lord said to Peter,
耶稣就对彼得说，
Thou art Peter.
你是彼得。
And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
That is revelation of the universal church.
这是对于这个普世的教会的一个启示。
That is revelation of the church through the entire age of grace until the Lord comes back.
这是对于在恩典期间教会从起初到主再来的一个启示。
But when he spoke of the local expression of the church, he had a specific assurance.
但是当我们的主讲到在我们地方性的聚集的教会当中的时候，他这样讲。
Turn to Matthew 18, verse 20.
是在马太福音十八章第二十节。
To the church, the local expression of the church, he gave the assurance of his unfailing presence.
对于在我们各地聚会的圣徒，他也向我们讲明这个神与我们同在的确据。
He said this tremendous statement that we should never forget.
他把这一个的真理，我们永远不会忘记的真理讲明。
He said, For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
What a tremendous assurance this is.
这是何等了不起的一个确据。
This is the assurance of the New Testament.
这是在新约中神给我们的确据。
Think of what he's dealing with there in the local assembly. He's dealing with brothers sinning against brothers.
在那里讲到的时候，甚至那个地方的教会们弟兄姊妹可能有相争相分的情形。
When you look at the local church, do you only see the problems?
当你看到我们地方性的教会的时候，我们是不是只是看到问题？
Do you only see the problems among the brethren?
你是不是只是看到弟兄们他们相互之间的问题？
If you do, you're missing the great secret.
若是你只是这样，你会失去那个秘密秘诀。
The great secret is not the problem that there are problems among the brothers and sisters in the local assembly.
那个秘诀不是在地方教会弟兄姊妹之间聚会有矛盾有问题。
Wherever you have people, you have problems.
哪里有人，哪里就有问题。
The great secret is in that environment.He says, for where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
那个秘诀是说到，只要有两三个人奉主的名聚会，主就在我们当中。
How that helps me with the local assembly.
这实在是帮助我们对于地方我们聚集的情形。
I always tell people, in Richmond, we have lots of problems.
我常常给弟兄姊妹讲，我们在 Richmond 那边聚会的有很多问题。
I tell people, we're not what we thought we were.
我告诉大家，我们还没有达到我们想要达到的境地。
But I also tell people a wonderful assurance.
但是我也告诉大家这样的一个何等奇妙的确据。
Even in the midst of all those problems, there's an astounding assurance.
甚至在我们许多的问题当中，我们却有一个何等巨大的一个这样的一个确据。
And that astounding assurance is there. I am in the midst.
那个使人吃惊的确据就是神在我们当中。
When you see the church, do you see his unfailing presence?
当你看到教会的时候，你有没有看到他不失败的同在？
This is what God wants you to see.
这是主要让你看到的。
And then when I think of the assurance of his unfailing presence, I think of the last words in Matthew.
当我们想到他不失败的同在的确据，我也读到，也想到马太福音二十八章。
You all know these words.
大家都很熟悉这样的经节。
Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20.
28章的19、20节。
It says, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have enjoined you.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And if that were the end of it, how empty it would be with all the work that we face.
若是这个圣经只停在这里的话，我们面临那么多的工作，我们会有怎样的反应？
And Matthew closed his great record with these wonderful words. And behold, I am with you all the days, even to the completion of the age.
但是马太在结束他马太福音的时候，却最后这样讲，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
I think as the church, often we're so focused upon the mission that we miss the message.
我相信我们的教会常常因为忙着神的大使命，我们却忘了神给我们这个重要的信息。
And you cannot complete the mission without knowing the message.
你要是不懂得这样的信息，你就不可能完成神给我们的大使命。
Because the message is the secret of his unfailing presence.
因为这个信息就是他不失败的同在。
This is the essential part.
这是我们不可或缺的部分。
Out of this power, his work will be done.
所有的他的工作都要做。
I remember, and I think I've told you before, what Campbell Morgan said of this closing.
我记得我提到过Campbell Morgan 弟兄所讲的话。
Campbell Morgan was no spiritual lightweight, by the way.
Campbell Morgan 是一个在属灵的前辈当中是一个很有重量的前辈。
They called him the Prince of Expositors.
他是讲到是一个读经的王子。
And when he was a young man, he told a story in his commentary on Matthew.
在写马太的这个他的一些的马太福音的一些注解的时候，他讲到他的一个故事。
He told a story about going to visit this dear old 85-year-old sister.
他讲到他去拜访一个85岁高龄的姊妹。
He wanted to be an encouragement to this aged saint.
他愿意把一些的勉励带给这位年长的姊妹。
And he read this part of Matthew.
他就读了我们刚才读的马太福音二十八章。
And when he read this part of Matthew,
他读到马太福音这一部分的时候，
he wanted to bring forth the encouragement to the sister.
他愿意把一些的勉励给这个年长的姊妹。
And he said, this is a great promise.
他就告诉年长的姊妹，这是一个极大的应许。
And that dear old sister may just have known more than the Prince of Expositors.
这个年长的姊妹甚至比这一个 读经的王子的弟兄更懂得更多。
And she spoke up immediately to Campbell Morgan.
因为他马上回答我们摩根弟兄。
And she said, this is not a promise at all. This is a fact.
他说这根本就不是应许而已，这是事实。
And that so affected Campbell Morgan. What he wrote in his commentary was this.
他影响到我们摩根弟兄，甚至他在写马太福音的注解的时候。
He said, oh, if the church of God could remember that fact.
他写到，但愿神的教会可以记住这是一个事实。
How wonderful this is.
何等的奇妙。
God with us is not hopeful speculation.
神与我们同在不是我们的心里所愿望的而已。
God with us is settled fact.
神与我们同在是一个已经落实的事实。
Those that know this know the deepest assurance.
我们明白这一点，我们就有这个最深的确据。
It gives us unshakable confidence.
给我们一个不可动摇的信心。
And then I think once again of the book of Hebrews.
在希伯来书有讲到。
To bring those wandering Hebrew Christians back with the right focus upon the Lord, he said something.
他为了把这些希伯来的信徒从流荡当中再带回到神喜悦的光景，他这样讲。
It was in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it occurs.
在希伯来书13章第五节，这里讲到。
He said, let your conversation be without the love of money, satisfied with your present circumstances.
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主。
And then he said this.
因为
For he has said, I will not leave thee, neither will I forsake thee.
然后他讲到，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Those Jewish believers knew exactly what this anointed and anonymous writer had done.
这些信徒们知道这个作者要说什么，所说的。
He resurrected that supreme assurance from the Old Testament, and he brought it into the New Testament, and he said, "What was true then is even more true now."
希伯来书的作者在圣灵的恩膏下，就把旧约的这个的确据带到新约的确据，让他们知道这也是在新约中是真理。
How marvelous that is.
这是何等奇妙的事。
And then I think of the end of the New Testament.
我想到在新约的最后。
You know, God with us is the assurance at the end of the New Testament.
神与我们同在也是在新约最后的信息。
Turn to Revelation chapter 21.
我们一起打开启示录第二十一章。
We'll read verses 1 to 3.
我们看第一到第三节。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea exists no more.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And then came a loud voice to make one final statement.
然后听见有大声音从宝座出来说。
And I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
看那神的帐幕在人间。
And he shall tabernacle with them.
他要与人同住。
And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God.
他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
How wonderful this assurance is.
这个确据是何等的奇妙。
It's the assurance at the beginning of the Old Testament.
这是在旧约的开始的一个奇妙的确据。
It's the assurance all the way through the Old Testament.
这是在旧约贯穿始终的一个确据。
It's the assurance at the end of the Old Testament.
是在旧约的最后的一个确据。
It's the assurance at the beginning of the New Testament.
是在新约的开始的一个确据。
It's the assurance at the end of the Gospel of Matthew.
是在马太福音，也就是福音书的最后的一个确据。
It's the assurance that that writer of Hebrews brought to his people.
这也是那个希伯来书对着神儿女们的指出的一个确据。
It's the assurance that he gave the local assembly.
是一个对于我们在地方聚会的圣徒们的确据。
And in the end, it was the last assurance he gave.
但最终也是神在新约的最后启示录中给我们的确据。
And I heard a loud voice out of the heavens saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he shall tabernacle with them. And they shall be his God, and God himself shall be with them.
看那神的帐，看那神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
I think it's unmistakable what the divine assurance is in the Bible.
在圣经中，这一个神圣的确据是没有错误的可能的，错误的可能。
It is God with us.
是我们神与我们同在。
It is the assurance of his unfailing presence.
是那一个对于他不失败的同在的确据。
Now, what is the meaning of this assurance?
这一个确据的意义是什么？
Is this only a message to us?
这是只是一个信息而已吗？
We must know the meaning of it, and we must know the application of it in our lives.
我们必须明白确据的意义和它的应用。
What does it mean to us?
对我们来说有怎样的意义？
It means everything to us.
这对我们是，对我们是至关重要，对任何事情都是有关的。
It means we have immediate and continuous fellowship with God himself.
是讲到我们与神之间有直接的和继续的持续的关系。
Think of the wonder of what is spoken by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
我们想到使徒保罗在格林多前书一章九节中的经文。
God is faithful, by whom you have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，要好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分。
Can there be a more exclusive fellowship?
我们还有比这更加宝贵的这样的交通吗？
Can there be a higher privilege?
有没有更高的这样的特权？
I hardly think so.
我不觉得有。
God with us creates in us an unshakable faith.
神与我们同在，就在我们里面产生一个极大的一个信心。
And let me add emphasis to that.
我再加重一点。
God with us creates in us an unshakable faith in all of our circumstances.
神就给我们这个不可动摇的信心，无论我们的环境如何。
That's the record of Hebrews 11.
这是希伯来书十一章所讲的。
That's the experience of the saints of God in the Old Testament.
也是在旧约中那些信心的伟人的榜样。
That's the experience of the saints of God in the New Testament.
也是新约中圣徒的经历。
And that should be the experience of us at the end of the age.
也是我们在最后的日子里面的一个经历。
God with us allows us to know him and not just know about him.
神与我们同在，使得我们不仅能够知道神的事，而且知道神自己。
I shared about that wonderful phrase, particularly in 1 John last night. We know.
昨天晚上我们也分享到在约翰的书信当中的我们知道这件事情。
Nine times he gave the assurance, the Apostle John, we know.
九次使徒约翰就讲到他的经历，就是我们知道。
More than anything we can know the assurance of his unfailing presence.
超过一切的，我们知道他的同在是不会失败的。
God with us means we will never be alone.
神与我们同在，就说到我们不会孤单。
Think of what that means.
我们想一想，这是何等的意义。
I remember when I was first saved back in February 1972.
当我第一次我得救的时候，在1972年的二月份。
One of the things that shocked me the most is when I was saved and shared it with my friends, a number of my friends abandoned me.
我的一个经历就是，当我给我的这些朋友们分享我得救的经历的时候，这些朋友就离我而去。
It'll never surprise you who abandoned you.
有很多人离弃你，你不要觉得惊讶。
But there's one that will not abandon you.
但是有一位绝不会离弃你。
The absolute assurance is I will be with you always.Even to the completion of the age.
因为这位应许我们要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And he even said, I will send to you in John 14, verse 6, another comforter, and he shall be with you forever.
甚至在约翰福音的十四章，他应许我们一位保惠师，要叫他永远与我们同在。
What marvelous assurance this is.
这是何等奇妙的一个确据。
Let me close with a story.
我们来最后讲一个故事来结束。
I don't know how many of you know much about John Wesley.
我不知道大家熟不熟悉约翰·卫斯理这位弟兄。
I don't know if you know about the great Methodist, as people named him, his testimony at the end.
你是不是知道他在临去世的时候，这位卫理公会的创始人的经历？
John Wesley not only believed in living well, but he also believed in dying well.
约翰卫士里不仅相信我们生前可以有愿望，我们在死时我们也可以有一个愿望。
There was a book by an author named Jeremy Taylor that was given to him, The Rule of Dying Well.
有一位弟兄就写了一本书，是讲到我们要离世的时候的一些的愿望的一些准则。
And that book made a deep impression upon John Wesley and upon those who followed him and upon those who the world called Methodists.
这位弟兄写的这书就对约翰卫斯理弟兄有很多的影响，也对卫理公会的人有很多影响。
As a matter of fact, it was a physician who treated some of the Methodists that was overwhelmed at their behavior.
在一些即将离世的卫理公会的信徒当中，有医生发现的，有这样的一个发现。
He said most people die for the fear of dying.
有很多人是因为 怕死啊，死前很怕。
And then he said, "But I have never met people like yours."
但是我没有见到像你们卫理公会的这些弟兄们。
There are none of them that are afraid.
没有人害怕死亡。
Of death.
死亡本身。
But are calm and patient, resigned even to the last.
他们非常的震惊，也非常的忍耐，直到最后。
And when Wesley was about to pass into the presence of the Almighty, brothers and sisters and friends who loved him gathered around him.
当约翰·卫斯理这位弟兄即将离世的时候，很多的爱他的弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
They would sing hymns. They would read the word. They would pray and they would encourage one another.
他们就会唱诗、读经。祷告来彼此的激励。
It wasn't a sight of mourning, it was a sight of rejoicing.
一点都没有悲哀的气氛，是完全喜乐的一个聚集。
And then it said of John Wesley.
然后大家就讲到约翰·卫斯理这位弟兄。
Even though he was weak and near death, he said something tremendous.
虽然我们的弟兄非常的软弱，也即将离世。
He said the best of all.
他讲了一个了不起的事情，就是说最好的。
The best of all is God with us.
他说最好的就是神与我们同在。
How tremendous.
这何等了不起。
What assurance this man of God had.
这位属神的人，他是有何等的确据
？Think of all the things he could have said to the people who love him.
他可以给这些爱他的圣徒说多少的话
？But this was the one thing he chose to say.
但是他在离世之前却选择说这一句话。
And he didn't just say it once.
他不只是讲了一次。
He raised his hand.
他举起他的手。
That weakened hand he raised into the air.
他就把他的手举到高高高的在空中。
And this time he shouted.
他这一次他就大声的呼喊。
The best of all.
最好的。
The best of all.
最好的。
Is God with us.
是神与我们同在。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this was the dying testimony of John Wesley.
这是约翰卫斯理弟兄在他临死之前的见证。
He knew the assurance of his unfailing presence.
他知道这个神永不失败的同在的确据。
This is the burden the Lord has placed upon my heart.
这是神在我心中的一个重重的负担。
God is always with us.
神与我们永远同在。
It is the secret of the saints throughout the ages.
这是历史历代圣徒的秘诀。
It was the secret of John Wesley when he passed.
这是在约翰卫斯理弟兄离世之前给我们见证的那个确据。
Is this your testimony and my testimony?
这是不是你我的见证?
That regardless of what comes with all of its difficulties and trials, our testimony remains God with us.
我们是不是经历许多的苦难挫折,我们仍然可以说神与我们同在是我们的见证和确据?
Is this settled fact with you?
这是不是一个已经落地的事实
？If it is, it will change your life.
若是的话，它会改变你的生命。
And if it is, it will change the lives of people around you.
这也会改变，借着我们改变我们周遭人的生命。
And they will see an assurance they've never witnessed before.
他也会借着我们看到这一个确据所带来的见证和对他们的影响。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Father, we come to you and once again ask you to help these words to make sense.
天父，我们来到你面前，继续再一次求你来帮助我们对这些话的理解。
We need Jehovah's message.
我们需要耶和华的使这样的信息。
We don't need the messenger to get in the way.
我们不是需要这个传信息的人。
Speak deeply to our hearts about the assurance of your unfailing presence.
向我们的心的深处说，你关于你这个不失败同在的这样的确据。
And may this divine assurance never leave us.
愿这个神圣的确据绝不离开我们，永不离开我们。
For we ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank our Lord for his precious word Brother Kenny shared with us.
感谢主，借着我们弟兄分享这些宝贵的话。
Our Lord did speak to us.
神确实向我们说话。
May God with us also be our testimony.
愿神与我们同在，这也是我们成为我们的见证。
Now let's have a 1 hour break.
好，现在我们接下来有一小时的时间。
The time now is about 6:05.
现在6:05。
So we have a 1 hour. Let's come back. Around 7:05.
我们一小时之后7:05，我们再来这里聚集。
May our Lord continue to strengthen Brother Kenny and Jeffrey.
愿主能够继续的来让我们弟兄讲员弟兄们身体强壮，各方面强壮。
And also give us brother sister strength to listen to His word.
也给我们恩典，让我们能够听这些话语。
Okay, thank you, Kenny.
好，谢谢我们弟兄。
God bless.
Okay, God bless.
Hi, Kenny.
Yes, brother.
Hi. Do you have phone number? Not now, but later, maybe I need privately talk to you about the service.
Sure. I can give you, I think Freedom has my cell phone number. I'm sure he does. So you can ask Freedom.
Okay. Thanks.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's have a break.
Bye.
Have some dinner.